Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new Monday, yesterday's gone.
Welcome to Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Tester. Today's episode is how to be an emotionally intelligent parent. Have you, as a parent, ever found yourself treating your children in a way that you would never tolerate from someone else? Well, since the goal of parenting is to raise healthy, satisfied children, then it makes sense to want to develop their innate or natural-born emotional intelligence. Why is this emotional intelligence so important in raising a child? Well, for parents, this quality of emotional intelligence, as many people are calling it now, means being aware of your children's feelings and being able to empathize, to soothe, and to understand them. So thank you so much for joining us as we learn more about this emotional intelligence and what we as parents can do. Our show sponsors today are Ever After Consignment, Black Heritage Gifts, I Do Radio, and Blessings All Around. We do encourage that you visit those sites and see what they have to offer. So let's get started. Being an emotionally intelligent parent to your child gives your child the opportunity to build emotional intelligence for themselves as they grow. We're going to tell you what that looks like, what it sounds like, and what you as a parent can do to make sure that you are developing emotionally intelligent children. But the first thing you need to do is make sure you know how to express your own emotion and be able to have meaningful communication and connection with your child. If you are unable to do that, then your child's not going to be able to learn to the fullest extent by learning from your example. You must also be able to accurately read the emotional cues that your children send you. They're going to be verbal. They're going to be nonverbal. They're going to be all in between, kind of in muddied water, if you will. But you have to learn how to validate those feelings for your children. I know many of you are saying, listen, I'm the parent. They're the child. They need to validate me. Perhaps you are correct. However, our children are human beings. They have emotion. They have feeling. They have a point of view. Now, I'm not saying that your children need to run all over you. No, not by any means. But there's nothing wrong with sitting down and trying to understand the perspective from which your child is trying to make you aware of where they're coming from. So, these children that have this emotional intelligence, what do they look like? What makes them so special? Well, there are about 10 things. And number one, they're in no particular order. Number one, they have the ability to regulate their own emotional states. That means that they know when they're happy, when they're sad. They can go through the emotional array without being stuck necessarily in one. Two, they are better at soothing themselves when they are upset. And this also starts when they're infants still in the crib. If you have an older grandmother that has told you, don't run in there and soothe that baby every time he cries, or put her down, let her learn that she's okay by herself. This is kind of what they were trying to teach us, just in different words, that children can learn to self-soothe themselves. Now, the very fine line is you don't want to leave your poor child abandoned, because then they learn that adults won't come in and save them or be there for them. Very fine line with soothing themselves. Be there, but you don't have to necessarily hover. 3, they are better at focusing their attention. There are way too many children that are suffering from attention deficit. There's various reasons why that is. But if there's anything that you can do to help your children learn how to focus, then that is a very wonderful thing. One, teach them how to sit down, how to be still, how not to have to be entertained by your wonderful cell phone or your iPad or any type of device, that it's okay just to sit and be still. That teaches them how to focus as well. 4, they relate better to other people, even in tough situations. The world is full of mean people, just like the world is full of kind people. You cannot rescue your child from being teased or from having peer pressure or from wanting to hang out with the wrong children. Not every time, but can you do a great job about teaching them how to relate to other people, how to pinpoint the various types of people in the world, and allow them to make better decisions? Most definitely. 5, they are better at understanding other people and their feelings. So it's not all about you. So, yes, I understand that your feelings are hurt, but maybe the other person's feeling was hurt too, which is why they lashed out or they did what they did. Helping your children to know perspective, that other people have feelings just like they do. Not saying that other people's feelings are more important, but just that people have feelings that are important as well. 6, they have better friendships with other children. Of course they do. They are emotionally intelligent. They are going to be the go-to kid because they understand and can relate to people, and everyone wants to feel like they are understood. 7, they tend to have better grades. There's nothing like confidence. There's nothing like knowing that your parents are going to be there to back you up if you're right. If you're wrong, that they're going to be there to teach you. Of course they have better grades because they've learned how to study. They've learned how to deal with other people. They've learned how to focus. Aha! You're starting to connect the dots here. I know that you will. 8, they are able to delay gratification. You know, some children, you give them something and it burns a hole in their pocket. Emotionally intelligent children don't mind the delayed gratification. Why? They can see the benefit. Because do they want the little cheap something, or do they want to wait another week or another month to get the mid-grade or the most expensive thing because it's going to last longer? We all know cheap quality doesn't really last. The better the quality of a product, then the longer that particular thing tends to last us. Delayed gratification teaches us that sometimes, just sometimes, the reward is worth the wait. 9, motivate themselves. There is nothing like someone who has all of this talent and they can't motivate themselves to get out there and share it with the world. When you're able to self-motivate, you are able to calm yourself when you need to be calmed. That's the self-soothing. But when it's time to rah-rah, to be your own cheerleader, to be in your own corner, to get yourself pumped and ready to work that day and to get the job done, that's awesome. We tend to gravitate to adults that are like that. Adults who are like that, if we kind of roll back time and look at the film of their life, there were probably kids that were like that as well. Or something happened that shifted their paradigm, hashtag mind shift, and now they're these awesome adults. Well, there's nothing like planting the seed in that young person. And last but not least, they are able to read other people's social cues And because they're able to do that, they can deal with life's ups and downs a little better. You have that child that can look at a friend and go, hey, what's wrong? You feeling okay? You doing all right? Anything going on? Do you want to talk? Do you need a hug? So on and so forth. They are emotionally and socially aware. It doesn't mean that they need to sit down and watch Fox News or CNN or any of the news stations with you all day long. But it does mean that they need to be able to know what's going on in their world. Well, I know that I'm just giving you a whole lot of information, but we need to take a break. So if you will, do not step away. We are going to conclude, but I do need to take a short break. So we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for great gifts for friends or family? At BlackHeritageGifts.com, we offer unique games and gift items featuring images of our Black culture from around the world. The Black Heritage Gifts online store is where you can select from a variety of products such as clothing, puzzles, greeting cards, cell phone and tablet covers, tote bags, backpacks, coffee mugs, and more. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products, and most items ship within 24 hours after you place your order. Visit BlackHeritageGifts.com today. New products are added regularly, so check back often and tell your friends about BlackHeritageGifts.com.
Moms, are you tired of tackling long lines in the clothing stores? Do you find cute fashions that your little prince or princess quickly will outgrow only months after your purchase? Find by shopping online at everafterconsign.com. You will find gently used quality brand fashions for just a fraction of the retail price. Not only will you save time, but you'll also save money on your purchases from a selection of great brands like Baby Cap, Sean John, Hannah Anderson, Lands In, Justice, and many more. If you're ready to start saving on your purchases of 50 to 70% off the retail price of great kids fashion, then head on over to their site at www.everafterconsign.com and start saving. They invite you to save time, find quality, and enjoy convenience.
Planning the wedding ceremony of your dreams, you need blessings all around. Whether a grand affair or simple and elegant, Blessings All Around has a ceremony to meet the needs of every couple. Religious, interfaith, civil, and spiritual ceremonies available. Blessings All Around, located in downtown Long Beach.
Wedding Planning with Reverend Angela. Wedding Planning Radio at its very best. When planning your wedding, we know that you want all the information that you can get. Tuning into I Do Radio is your first step in getting that expert advice. I Do Radio. We discuss all aspects of planning your wedding ceremony. From how do I write my own vows? To how do I choose an event planner? If you have a question, she'll have the answer. See you there.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about how to be an emotionally intelligent parent. Well, I just gave you 10 ways that we can help our children be emotionally intelligent. So parents, what can you do? What are some things that you can change or maybe even enhance in your own life that will teach our younger ones what they need to do? Well, one, we need to kind of look at what we admire. What do we hold to be the standard? And across Western society, we look at personality traits of the people that we admire, and the same traits tend to trend, and that is discipline, integrity, good social skills, and being a great communicator. So what does that all have to do? If we want our children to be those things, we too must be those things to our children. Now, I am not saying that you have to all of a sudden do a total and complete personality makeover. Of course not. But we do need to make sure that we are available to our children. And what we call that is cultivating emotional intelligence. We are the cultivators. When I do certain ceremonies, especially like welcoming ceremonies for adoptive children, I explain to the parent that that child is like a seed and you're the gardener. You must do everything that you can to make sure that you cultivate this seed and you are going to grow a great, great child. So what are some things that we can do? One is practice sharing your emotions with your spouse as well as with your child. Now, if you've ever gone to counseling, we counselors are always using some type of catchphrase, if you will, some terminology that we're trying to really get into your brain, not because we want to hear ourselves talk, but because it really, really works. And one of those phrases is, I feel. And then you insert the appropriate emotion into the situation. Sad, scared, hungry, tired, bloated, whatever it is, I feel. And then you continue on with your conversation. You're trying to give it an anchor point so the other person understands your perspective. But you don't want to use very emotion-laden words, like emotional heavy words, because that's a very broad stroke, mean the same thing to everyone. Like, don't say, you make me feel sad, or you make me feel bad, or you make me feel crummy. What exactly does that mean? Instead, you would say, I feel sad because I said some things in anger, and I think that I went too far, or I don't really feel that way. I just spoke in anger, and I've hurt you, and I apologize. We need to be responsible for what we say, how we say it, and when we say it. So if you practice that with your children as well as with your spouse, then you are teaching them to be emotionally intelligent. There are so many other things that you could do to help your children. That's just an example. So what does scripture have to say about it? Well, we have two that many of you are very familiar with, but I'm still going to read them off because we do have some listeners who are babes in Christianity and they're not as familiar. So Proverbs 29:17 says, discipline your son and he will give you rest. He will give delight to your heart. I love the scripture that says that, you know, if you don't discipline your children, then they will bring shame to your mother. Being a mother, I read that a little bit differently than I read the father statements, but it's all the same. We have to teach our children the way in which they should go, because if not, then that really does reflect back on us. Now, the next scripture is Colossians 3:21. I'm going to read it three different times. It's three different translations, exact same verse, Colossians 3:21. In the King James Bible, it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. The New American Standard says, fathers, do not exacerbate your children, so they will not lose heart. And the English Standard Version says, fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. I love all three versions of that same scripture, but pretty much what it's saying is that we, being parents, we have to learn to rule with a steady hand, if you will, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that you have to be a tyrant. It doesn't mean that you have to change the very spirit of your child. Because God has created that little one to be the person that he wants them to be, and that we should not try to turn them necessarily into a little us, but to teach them the best that we can teach them and make sure that they are as sound a human being as they can be. Well, thank you so much for listening in to Modern Living with Dr. Angela. If you would like to do some follow-up or you would like to learn how to be an emotionally intelligent parent, don't worry. We have a workshop coming up for that, as well as you can always do private sessions here with us at Real Life Pastoral Counseling located in downtown Long Beach. Our number is 562-209-2083. The number again, 562-209-2083. You can visit us online at www.newlifepastoralcounseling.com. I know, long website. Can't remember it? New Life, Dr. Angela, Long Beach. You will find me. I am definitely available on the internet for anyone who wants to Google me. Thank you so much for listening in. We hope to see you either at our upcoming workshop or here in office. We do e-counseling as well, which means it's done via Skype or over the phone. We hope that you will become an emotionally intelligent parent this year. If you weren't in the past, already are, keep doing a great job. We need you around. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you will join us next week on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. Have a great week. Bye-bye.